We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mr. Mueller released his report. President claims that it exonerates him. I guess what would you like to see, if anything, Congress do with this report?
Well, Congress has a very clear constitutional obligation. And that is oversight. I'm not on the investigatory committees, but there are at least three of them, and they should fully examine this report, which is the culmination of a two-year investigation. Let us not forget that this investigation resulted in over 100 criminal indictments of 36 individuals, six of whom are closely associated with the President of the United States. So I think that we have to continue Congress and its oversight role to examine clearly the implications of everything that occurred. The obstruction of justice issue, there's still question marks as it relates to that. And again, Congress, in a bipartisan way, has a responsibility to the American people that just paid $25 million for this investigation. The good thing is, in asset forfeiture and in fines, about $48 million was recaptured. So the investigation paid for itself. That said, there were very serious criminal complaints against 36 individuals, and six of whom are very close to the president. So I don't know that this is an exoneration. I think it is underscores the seriousness of the investigation that occurred. Keep in mind, Robert Mueller is a Republican that was appointed FBI director during the term of George W. Bush, continued as FBI director under President Barack Obama. He was appointed by this administration, and I think the conclusions here are very clear. It's not just the report, it's what the investigation uncovered. And it uncovered wrongdoing by 36 individuals and resulted in more than 100 criminal indictments. That is a very serious matter that needs to be investigated further. And there is this report was financed by American taxpayers and should be released in it fully so that the American people can, you know, judge for themselves, and Congress will continue its oversight work. This is the completion of the investigation. The review of its findings is only beginning, and it really just started yesterday with a preliminary report by the Attorney General to Congress.
Do you think Barr will release the full report?
I think he has an obligation to. This was a process that was fully funded by American taxpayers. The good thing is, $48 million of the $25 million spent has been recovered. But this is something that I think the American people should have access to in full.
President, though, claims, and Mr. Barr says that there's no collusion, right, between the president and Russia. And that was, really, I guess, what a lot of people were going after was the collusion with Russia.
A lot of people were doing that, but not everybody. There's still the issue of obstruction of justice. And there are more question marks than answers as it relates to that. Again, this is not an exoneration. This investigation, which started 24 months ago, resulted in over 100 criminal indictments of 36 people at the National Security Advisor to the President, the President's personal lawyer, the President's campaign manager. That is a serious. These are serious matters that need to be investigated further. And look, as I said, Congress has a constitutional responsibility to provide oversight. And this is a function, obviously, that has received a lot of attention. Congress should fulfill its responsibility in those investigatory committees, that being judiciary, that being intelligence, that being oversight and reform. Concurrently, you know, we have an infrastructure bill that we have to do. We have health care and protecting people with pre-existing conditions. So Congress is a big institution with committees of varying responsibility. I serve on the House Ways and Means Committee and the Budget Committee. I have to go to work today to help restore almost $1 billion in cancer funding, research funding that was cut by this president. So this is no excuse for Congress to do nothing. They need to be rigorous in their oversight responsibility and concurrently work on helping to grow this economy, helping to rebuild the infrastructure, creating new jobs through the economy with an infrastructure investment, and ensure that people with pre-existing conditions are covered with respect to their health care.
You're satisfied with the report itself?
I haven't read it because it's not available to members of Congress as of yet. So, what we have is an interpretation by a political appointee of the president as to what the findings are. If there is nothing to hide, if the president believes that he has been vindicated, then release the report. There's nothing to be afraid of. So I think, you know, time will tell, and these committees will provide the rigorous oversight that is necessary. And this should be a reasonable expectation of the American people and American taxpayers that financed this investigation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.